Yeah. Now, motherfuckers.
Grindhard Radio. Hey, this is Virginia Supernova Slim, aka the Doctor, and you know I'm fucking with Grindhard Radio. With Dick Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Get Throw Trigger, my niggas. Hey, let's go.
It's Grindhard Radio with your boy BC in the building. Jit Chronicles, Get Throw Trigger, and Dangerous Tactics. Holla, it's 11 p.m. to 1.
Thank you for tuning in to Grindhard Radio,
reality radio.
You can check us out at grindhardradio.com.
Official.
We on every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1.
Here.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
Let's go!
Duval, V-A-A-C-S, out of his Grindhard Radio. Press 1 to join the party, 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-43. Go live with the team. Duval, V-A-A-C-S, out of his Grindhard Radio. Press 1 to join the party, 3-2-3-6-9-3-30-43. Go live with the team.
Welcome to Grindhard Radio, hosted by Jit Chronicles, Dangerous Tactics, and Virginia Supernova Slim. You can listen everywhere you go, cause we on iTunes. You fucking with some star, go ahead and meet us on the moon. We play the hottest independent tracks, but don't pump it or dump it. Get ready to get flushed if your shit is whack. In-depth interview, even some hip-hop news. Call in and make your request, we play whatever you choose. We do this for the people, no other show is equal. We got the best topics, we took on like some rockets. We got the hottest co-host, Dice, Black Cancer, and Curry Trigger, and Young Nah. Club Live, we stay dumb high. Shout out to Charles Billinger, executive producer. Shout out to all our haters, y'all are some fucking losers. We paper chasing, grind to die, we ballin' no foul. Get used to us, cause we gon' be here for a while.
Another episode of Grindhard Radio. I am your big homie, Dangerous Tactics, B&E Boss. I'm in the building with my big bro, Jit Chronicles, repping at Duval County 904. What it do, bro?
Give me the loot. Duval, what's good? You heard me?
You already know. I was the host for the night, repping VA and ATL, my twin, hottest chick in the game. Virginia Supernova Slim. What it do, baby?
Yeah, we in here. Boy, we so advanced, they ain't gonna give this shit to next year.
Yeah. You already know. And we got the boy, co-hosting the night, representing Philly. Rapper, spoke the word artist, blogger, all that good shit, and so much more. That nigga Black Cancer. What it do, fam?
Yeah. I like that intro, but look, homies. About to have some fun tonight. You know what it is.
You already know, man. We got the hot, hot show tonight for y'all, man. You know what I mean? We got your boy Meech McFly. We got Louis P. And we got your boy Amar coming through at the end. You know what I'm saying? And the topic is, list 5 words that best describes yourself.
That's what's up.
Okay.
It did. Here. All right, man, so you know what to do. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. Or if you're online, you can hit us up in the Grindhard Radio chat room. I'm going to start off with some hits tonight, man, and we're going to start this thing off with your boy, Black Cancer, with Work Your Heart, live on Grind Hard Radio.
Let's go.
This exclusive is heard first on
Grind Hard Radio. Supernova Slim and his bitch, and you already know I'm fucking with Grind Hard Radio. Dangerous Tactics, Get Chronicles, and Get Throw Trigger. You already know what it is.
Sit
kicks, man. Big up. Blah, blah.
Big kicks.
Baby, baby, baby.
Turn one. Black kicks.
Baby, baby, baby.
Really, I'm doing me, I do not care about the trouble. Fuck a snake and police, it gets rage on the streets. Me and my nigga, we love the grind, many times, peace, the puzzle. Time to work, trap mode, hustle on the back road. Family need a breakthrough, I just wanna stack dough. If a bitch touch mine, I'ma have to slap holes. I'm a humble guy, but they reckon I'm on an asphalt.
Apparently.
I only trust my team. If I go judge, probably class A or C.
Touch what I say.
Or even murder if you fuck with me. Stay the fuck back, nigga.
I just wanna be hustling, my life is crazy. We go with him, we take it over. You could love a heavy. And due to the strength of the game, money is the world. So how could that change? Tell me.
Hustle, yeah, we hustle. Yeah, we hustle. I'm back on my street shit. I promise mama slow down. Media is bullshit. I'd rather make a slow pan. Grab a few Zeds of the weed and have it broke down. Like a bang of whip on a strip in mine or your town. London's where I hold down. Come take a stroll round, experience the realness, understand why I feel so down. Times will never change, no matter how the hustle goes down. Stress still remains, people drop names. Take home life, fuck the world, still thinks I'm strange. You can hate me, just leave out the game. Hate me still flames, police still corrupt. Off the middle finger, rock, shouting, I don't give a fuck. You can already trust, nobody promise I'm juicing my car. Ready, I'm sipping until everywhere, we got feeling like I need to be living drunk. So we'll be chilling and popping the skunk. Wondering would I be able to give up. I don't really wanna stop, but I need a change to get my tits up.
Yeah, we hustling, my life is crazy. We go with him, we take it over, you could love a baby. And due to the strength of the game, money is the world. So how could that change? Tell me.
Hustle, yeah, we hustle. Yeah, we hustle.
Hustle, yeah, we hustle. Yeah, we hustle. Yeah, hustle, yeah, we hustle. Yeah, we hustle. Hustle, yeah, we hustle. Yeah, we hustle. Yeah.
Hey,
that song get me up in the morning.
That's that real shit.
I already know, man.
I love that song.
That's my little
shout
bro
out to
right
the
there. Damn right.
And Big
K
is in the UK, man. Major salutes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates to Ground Hard Radio. And make sure you check out our mixtape, Ground to Die. You can check it out on mixconnect.com, or you can check it out on hotnewhiphop.com. So cop that motherfucking mixtape. You dig?
Alright.
And squad, we're going to jump straight into this topic for the night. Five words that best describe yourself. And we're going to start off with your girl, V Slim.
Okay, five words. You know, that's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of words to describe me. But my five top words would be charismatic, loyal, generous, personable, and creative.
All right, that's what it is. That's what's up. All right, BC, what you got, bro? Five words that describe you.
Creative, unique, artistic, smart-ass, productive.
All right, that's what's up. DT, what you got, nigga?
All right. Five words describe Dangerous Tech. First word, real. know what I'm saying? Second word, intelligent. Third word would be shit.
Club loud.
Like Slim said, nah, not club loud. Loyal, you know what I'm saying? Loyal. Gangster. And I don't know, I would have to say shit, like Slim said, so many words to determine. You know what I'm saying? Now I throw one more in there. I take gangster out because that's apparent and put ambitious. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad,
right,
but ambitious rather than gangster to me.
Alright. I'm going to throw mine out there real quick. I say for me, overbearing, overprotective, energetic, talented, and loyal. Those are my five right there. You know what I'm saying? So to all the callers,
yeah,
make sure you hit us up. 323-693-3043, man. We want to know what's the five words that best describe you. And speaking of the phone line, sis, let's do it.
Yeah, we popping tonight. Let's take our first caller. Your first three digits is 510. Your last four digits is 6979.
Actually, sis, that's our last guest of the night, Amon. My bad.
Okay. Well, let's go to 336-4145. You're now live with Grind Hard Radio. Who we got?
What's going on, y'all, man? This is Cuzzo, Big Dude Fan 99 on Twitter. Blessed thoughts, checking y'all out again. Told you every Tuesday,
hey.
Thursday. What's y'all, man?
What's up with you, bro?
Y'all got me jamming on
good.
The jail.
No
doubt. I can put that on mute. It's almost time to go now.
It's all good. It's all good, bro. Anything you want to throw out there, you can do it because you got the mic right now, big homie.
Nah, man, I'm just listening. Trying to be descriptive. Y'all got me up here working on my resume. I'm trying to find words to describe myself.
That's what's up. What you got?
So far I got eager. Like, I'm eager to learn all new things and everything that got to do with, you know what I'm saying, getting to where I want to be or where I need to be.
That's real.
Okay.
Let's see. Are
you a grinder?
That's one.
Are you a grinder?
What you got?
Am I what?
Are you a grinder?
Oh, yeah. I always been a grinder, you know what I'm saying? I'm better than I was. I tell everybody now that anybody with a background that's been to prison and hustle, he's better than a normal businessman because he going to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
That's real.
That's right. Yeah.
But then that might be your number two right there.
Okay, let me write that down.
Hell yeah.
I'm never gonna get a job after this shit.
For real.
And the most unanimous word that we came across tonight so far is loyal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Loyal.
Yeah.
See, well, yeah, you can't get loyal. Loyal is like one of them. Okay, it's one of the words that don't apply to everybody. Like, you can be loyal to everybody in your family, but those that ain't inside your family, you ain't really got to be loyal to.
Right. True
that.
That
can be true, too. Most definitely.
But you can be loyal to yourself and loyal to your hustle, you know what I'm saying?
First and foremost.
No doubt.
I appreciate y'all for letting me join in on the topic and always listen to that good music.
Okay.
No doubt, bro. Thank you for calling.
That's what it is.
And
we got your boy, Meek McFly, coming in the building in a few minutes. But before we get into his interview, I'm going to take the time out right now to throw it to my sis, B Slim. Any track you want to get into, we can definitely do that, babe.
Yeah, let's get into that crack, man. That's my new single. You know what I'm saying? It's a Grind Hard Radio mixtape exclusive. You can't get it nowhere else right now. So this is my new hit single called Crack, produced by Raz Russo. Let's go.
Let's go.
crack on the dance floor, crack in the stereo, crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo, crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm on hold, stop crying. I murder tracks, they dying. Lame nigga, stop lying. I serve all the folks you claim supplying. I'm in the hood like EVP, stack dough like CDs. Straight dip, posted up with palm trees on my track, dope. So you can call me a dope dealer, all your shit whack. That's why you're an all-brand nigga, I'm whipping up your crack. In the booth with the pirate, straight cash or big check. Hood nigga, exact, break set, straight crack. Got the hook, come back, hit and run, that's drive-by. Club loud, I stay high. Dangerous tactic, my twin, shit is on them, depends. You'll spend the whole night trying to make what my squad makes in a weekend. That I'm tweaking, you flexing and you faking. Your whole hood intimidated by all the dough that I'm making. I ride around and I get it. I take a nap and I get more. I buy a bottle of Ace of Spades and pour it up on the dance floor.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Serve niggas, no rehab. APOs, I'm so fab. I'm certified authentic. That 100 grand, I spent it. I'm grind hard radio. I scream it everywhere I go. Supernova taking over, nigga. We about to blow. I went to prison, but I'm back. Serious like a heart attack. I'm crazy, baby. ESP. Get money with muscles. Black razzle. So yeah, we got one. Taking heads off. Shotgun. I'm still the stage headlining. I'm making rules defining. Shout out to all my haters. Kill yourself. Do me a favor. Fast lane, team strong, campaign. We got crack addicted. Can't be the soul, get with it. But nigga, supernova slim, and I'm the one that fit it. Crack,
crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stereo,
okay.
Crack in your mouth.
Let's go.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack on the stove,
okay.
I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Yeah.
Crack dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
I got the heart, but you soft. I'm rocked up with no crystal. Got army guns like T.I., so bring it on with your pistols. Got Molly's for pill poppers. Got liquor for them drinkers. Got loud for you smokers. Even got knowledge for them thinkers. I'm crazy, Mooey Loco. And some are here at the Waco. You trying to be a gangster. Don't make me shoot up your bar. Oh, I don't believe in credit cash. Only bring your money out. And if you speak my name, you better know what you're talking about. I'm top of fuck with your nah. And see, I fuck with Curry. Jacksonville, I'm with you. B-A-A-T. Yeah, who you wish out of sight? Joey Blunt, Black Cat, Fly, got it, Blade Brown, Jay Early, Dominique Blue, A2, yeah.
Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth. Crack on the dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth. Crack on the crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Okay.
Crack dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth. Crack on the crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth. Crack dance floor, crack in your stereo. Crack on the stove, I guess it's crack in your mouth.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man, this is Grind Hard Radio. We about to get into our first interview of the night. We got your boy, 16-year-old artist, Meech McFly, in the motherfucking building. What's going on, player?
Not much, man, not much. Just chilling.
Well, we appreciate you for coming through the show tonight, man. You ready for this interview?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. You say yes, sir. All right, Meech, it's not your first time to Grind Hard Radio, but for the folks out there who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself and your grind.
I go by the name of Meech McFly. My grind is, I've been working on my craft for about 5 years now, and it's finally starting to take off. And I'm just out here doing my thing, man.
All right, that's what's up. That's what it is. You got any upcoming mixtapes, albums, or performances that the folks should know about? What you got coming up next?
I definitely got 2 big mixtapes coming out. One is Back to My Roots, and then that's going to be the biggest one of the year. And then after that, I plan to drop Just Cuz. and that's just gonna be like something to feed the streets. I'm working on writing my album and developing the concept for it, my debut album. And so that's definitely gonna be big. Can't say much about it, but it's gonna be big. So I guarantee that.
Go ahead.
Nah, man. And third, I was just getting down with AMG, Astro Music Gang. It's basically a camp I started with a few of my partners, and I'm just starting to grow into something big.
That's what's up. And you got any performances, bro? Anywhere you're going to be performing that soon?
Sooner than you expect. It's still in the works right now. It's like no set location or the type of event that's planned out, but I definitely got one coming soon.
All right, that's what it is. All right, Meechy, I want to know who inspires you to do music. What are some of your influences?
My influences come from my favorite rappers. Number one is Wale and J. Cole. Those are the ones that's really inspired me to definitely go out for my dream, you know what I'm saying, and keep staying persistent on this grind.
All right, and out of J. Cole and Wale, you know what I'm saying, which artist would you want to work with the most?
Man, I really want to work with Wale. He's an all-time favorite.
All right, that's what's up. That's what it is. And I'm going to turn it over to the panel right now. Dangerous Titans, you got any questions for your boy Meech McFly?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, Meech McFly, being a 16-year-old artist in the game, what do you feel like you can bring to hip-hop for the rap game?
Definitely a new style. A lot of rappers are talking about the same thing. No one's original anymore, so I plan to, you know what I'm saying, take it back with my own style, own flavor, and mix it up in today's hip hop game.
That's what's up. Alright, that's what's up. Well, I'm waiting to hear what you got, bro.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. Alright, Slim, any questions?
Yeah, I want to know, what are your goals, your long term and your short term goals?
Definitely for, I'm going to start off with a short-term goal. I can see it pretty soon, like real soon, getting signed to a label. Hopefully major. That's what I'm looking for. Long-term goals, you know what I'm saying? Definitely having a spot out there at the VMAs, at the BET Award shows, everything.
That's real.
No doubt. That's
fair.
My last question for you is, if you could perform any place in the world, where would that be?
Any place in the world. I have to say the U.S. because we got the livest people in our country.
Is there a specific state in the U.S. or just generally all over?
If it was a state, I have to go with California. That's where a lot of people live, and that's where you can definitely find hip hop at.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Thank you for your time, and you know, I want to say I appreciate you coming through and giving us a piece of your mind.
That's real.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Black Cancer, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah, my first question is, what does Meech McFly stand for?
It's really just the name that I gave myself. I used to run with different names, different rapping stage names, and a lot of them wasn't working out too good for me. I didn't really like the sound of a couple of them, so I had thought of Meech because that's something that my family always calls me by, is Meech or Meechy. So I decided,
right,
you know, mix that in.
All right. My second question for you is, if you had like a tour, where would you start off and where would you end? You from Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so where would you start off and where would you end?
You said, where did I start off?
No, where would you start off and where would you end as far as your tour?
If I had a tour, let's see. Man, I'd probably start off in up there in New York and, you know, work my way from East Coast to the West Coast.
Okay. And my last question for you is, man, so I don't even got a question. I'm a substitute there. You feel like spitting?
Oh.
Feel like spitting. it's been a while. I mean, I still got a little something.
Well, let me
do your thing. We turn the beat off for you.
All right. Come up with something off the head real quick.
Turn up.
Alright. It's the popular ones, my nigga. Nights the sky, my nigga. I got my suit on and my briefcase, so you know that I'm about my Skrilla. Them niggas used to hate on me and thought I would forget. But now it's time to light their ass up and put them out like a cigarette. I'm chilled out like I'm meditated. Above the rest, I'm so levitated. With the red bone, two Asians, and a white one, my bus never segregated. That money got my name on it, so I'm finna get it if it's my paper. We a long way from the bottom, talking that tip top of a skyscraper. We out here making major moves like we dealing. If I'm performing live, then you know it's gonna be packed up in the building. You ain't saying nothing unless you discuss the money orally. And them girls, we be pulling groups of girls like a sorority. I'm riding through your town, so you know that I'm night deep. Ball of status, we broke the bank. My money sits 9 feet. That's all I got for you, man.
Hey, that's what's up. There it is. All right, me. We got this hot track from your brothers called Moscato Sippin'. I definitely want to get into that, but, you know, if you want to tell the folks a little bit about that track before we do that, you can definitely do so.
Moscato Sippin'. It's basically a song that, you know, you can turn up to at a party, and it's never too loud, you know what I mean? It's the anthem to a party. It gets you jumping. So,
right.
I guess we're going to jump into it. My newest single
is
called Moscato Sippin'.
Live on Ground Heart Radio. Lego.
Astro Music.
Hey, what it do? It's the kid, Meech McFly, coming at you live on the livest underground hip-hop show on the net. My newest single, Moscato Sippin', is now out for free download. Go cop that. It's straight fire. Visit meechmcfly.yolasite.com for more information. And you can request it here on Grind Hard Radio.
On the edge, we done took over and took off. Them niggas got left. for you with something new. Love for us has been unusual. I've been the man, the ones that see otherwise delusional. These niggas ain't like me. These niggas can't be. I jumped out the new Buick. Them niggas hopped out the Camry. These niggas wanna hold me back. These niggas wanna hold me back. I'm different from these niggas. They Gemini like the Zodiac. I titties hoes skate off. The ice I rock is slippery. I don't normally drink, but this right here is for my victory.
Watch me flex on them. I'ma blow a sack right now.
Right now.
If you don't know how to drink, I'ma show you
I'ma
how.
Bartender,
pull me up.
Pull me up. And got me too high. I'm feeling myself flex deaf and all these niggas do not. I did it big for the family, did it for my enemies. Dropped in that fire and some carefree, stirred up that remedy. Now can a nigga get an amen? No meek man when the big man, but like a little man I sound on big wheels. I don't know what y'all niggas heard, best believe I'ma get mine. Hush up with that small talk, niggas know that I'm big time. These niggas can't hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me back. They tryna rock my world when all them hoes wanna show me that. Got that chain music, then these niggas tryna link to that. With that herd, turn up and drink to that.
Watch me flex on them, I'ma blow a sack right now. If you don't know how to drink, I'ma show you
how.
Bartender, pull me up. Bottle popping, the show stopping. Even though I'm leaning, there's no stopping. Bartender, pull me up.
Astro Music Game.
Astro Music.
We ain't playing no games, man. Got them sitting. Mate.
Turn up. Turn up. Turn up.
Astro Music.
Hey, that was hot shit, bro. Salute to you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Meech, I want to know, is there any place or website the folks can go and check out your music? Where can we find you at on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Meech McFly. And you can like my fan page on Facebook, you know, Meech McFly. Music and media related, you can catch my email address, astromusicgang@gmail.com. That's A-S-T-R-O-M-U-S-I-C. gang@gmail.com. I'm all over, man. Just Google me.
Alright, that's what's up, folks. Make sure y'all hop down on that.
Here.
And my last question to you, bro, is there any last words or shout outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
I want to shout out to my whole camp, AMG, Astro Music Gang. Shout outs to, you know, the whole crew, Sean Stacks, D Cargo, Tay Adams, DQ, and my whole fan base, man.
That's what it is. And, bro, we appreciate you for coming through tonight. You're welcome back to the show at any time, and make sure you tell your folks that they can request your music right here on Ground Hard Radio. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Appreciate you having me, man.
Anytime, bro.
No
keep
doubt.
Grinding.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up. You ain't got to be scared to press 1-323-693-3043. We got your boy Louis P coming in the building at 11:55. We got a Pump of the Dump It coming soon. But right now, I'm going to throw it to the main man, Dangerous Tactics. Anything you want to get into, bro, we can definitely do that. And in that order.
Yo, we just going to go ahead and play a throwback, man. Because, you know, on Tuesday, we had a topic, basically, you know, why do people throw direct or indirect shots at Ground Hard Radio? And we really don't give a fuck. It's like, fuck y'all haters first, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck y'all first.
And Blade Brown, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we like, that's our whole attitude. We don't some shit like,
fuck y'all first. We grinding. We barely even see y'all lane. Y'all fucking peons. Straight up.
Real.
What the fuck?
Get them water.
And ride. Yeah, what's some ants and some giants? You know what I'm saying? I can't even understand what the fuck y'all little niggas talking about. Real talk.
You
raise
dig?
Your hand if you want it with us. Raise your hand.
Oh.
And slap down. Dig.
Alright, here
B-I-D
it is.
Radio.
Your boy.
Friendly.
Dangerous Tactics. With Fuck Y'all Haters First. Lil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This shit is so easy, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Nigga just mad, cause the chick he like, he love me. You wanna marry her, you wanna be a hubby, but the bitch love me. My phone ring a ling 5 minutes later. She all on my ding-a-ling while I do my thing. Her phone ring a ling, ring a ling. She got a mouth full of ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. I hit it from the back, then I hit it from the front. Then I puff a blunt, ayy. Then I puff a blunt. I hit it from the back, then I hit it from the front. Then I puff a blunt, ayy. Then I puff a blunt. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. You don't want that thing to disperse, playboy, trust me. Niggas act like they tough, I know that they bluffing. It's Winnie and them tough, these things like they the dropping. Care what your name is, or who you used to bang with. The city full of shooters, everybody got a thing, bitch. 757, flip from higher than a plane is. Get it twisted or tainted, get it gangster and dangerous. Money my motivation, cause taking is inspiration. So for that, we leave pussy bleeding like administration. You will get a demonstration, first class ticket to Satan, and here's your invitation. So if you're hating, five, you ain't got a cock, it's 38 right in my pants spot, you take the man out. It's bad news, so fuck it. Homie hated or love it. Your girl take it and love it. Give me faith in the public. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck y'all haters first, before you can say fuck me. Squeeze and reload on haters till my arms get musty. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me. Fuck all y'all first, before you can say fuck me.
If a nigga wanna rumble, then it's time to go to war. Nigga, I got more burners than the Marine Corps. If a nigga need that weed, you know I got what you need. You get all your plant, nigga, no film, no seed. So when that comes through, bitch, you know I'm shutting down shop. That's the only time I know 7-Eleven using they lock. Cause I'm a bad motherfucker and I make your little words. I'm a demon child, bitch, a big curse, that's my birth. I mean, I got some screws loose. Up in my head, up in my head, up in my head. Oomph, I'm retarded, bitch, bitch. Your nigga started this. Lick it to ass now. She leave your party, bitch.
Damn.
I'm crazy now. These bitches, they want in my baby now.
What?
They want in the wedding gowns. I lead them in and lost and found.
Yep.
And if you fuck me,
fuck me,
then fuck you.
Fuck
I leave
you.
Your ass bloody like you claiming down moves.
Yeah.
man, it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you hit up the official website, groundhardradio.com. You know what I'm saying? And check out the bios on Slim, Dangerous Tactics, BC, Young Nah, the whole squad. Once again, man, that's groundhardradio.com. Get the. Indeed, that's how you doing it. You saying fuck the haters first, huh?
Damn right, always, man.
How we doing?
Always and forever. I'm saying fuck you.
You dig?
This nigga Martin on the line now. House party.
Yes, sir.
Damn right.
All right. We turned up in this motherfucker. All right, we got about 11 more minutes before your boy Louis P get in the building. Squad, y'all ready to get into this pump of the dump for the night?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, tonight, the pump it or dump it is from your boy Janky, and the track is called Whistle On It.
Oh,
pump it or dump it.
Hold on,
literally.
Hold on.
Go ahead, dude.
Janky.
Just call the name, Janky.
Is that old boy? Remember, dude from Cali that we had on the show?
No, I don't think it's him, though, D. I don't think it's him.
No, it ain't him. You talking about that janky shit again.
Lord, oh, I know what you talking
about.
Hey,
good,
that was swanky. That was swanky, bro.
Oh, swanky and janky? Yeah. I don't know what the hell they was talking. That nigga put something in his twinkie.
Oh. But nevertheless, man, it's your boy.
With his stinky.
He just gonna fuck all my lines up tonight. It's your boy, janky. We're still on it. Pump it or dump it. Take off.
Here.
CLO to the motherfucking Z.
Hey. Little.
Back it up, back it up. Ass cheeks and crackers up. Bang, bang, bang. Go insane. Hit your ratchet butt. A round of applause, baby girl. Can you clap it up? Hold on, wait, that's enough. White girl Lisa, black girl Shaniqua. Make her bring me dough like they serving me pizza. Make them go to work like they fix the fried chicken. My dick is they trim, make me come in their kitchen. Baby waiting around it like a jet ski is it. She choosing and picking and making decisions. Like any meaty money, then she prance up on me. Nah, we can't fuck if you dance off beat. I got dope dick, but my dick ain't cheap. You could be my regular and call me every week. Lil' dick, my baby, share with my peep. Vroom, 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 let me hop in your jig. Fat girls and skinny girls. Girls, thick girls from around the world. If you got a ratchet booty, yeah, you can get it. Just suit that ass up, girl, and whistle with it. Okay, now whistle on it. Whistle on it. Whistle on it. Girl, whistle on it. I told her whistle on it. Whistle on it. Left cheek, right cheek, rodeo, ride me. Working like your ass, getting paid for a nightly. Break that dick, I'ma show you what my pipe leak. Beat it up, make the pussy wanna fight me. Oh my god, baby girl, twerk hard. I wanna do your down to F for bad report card. She look good with them leggings wearing no drawers. Or maybe it's because of the lights off. Bro, I'm hella drunk, gigging on a bucket butt. She going too hard, have my brody hold me up. I'm a beast on that ass, I'm a freak. So if you ever need a lesson, I'ma teach. Cause you know I got dope dick, but my dick ain't cheap. You can get a stopper when we late night creep. Make you more janky when you reach your peak. Bend that ass over as I fuck you to the beat. Fat girls and skinny girls, thick girls from around the world. If you got a ratchet booty, yeah, you can get it. Just suit that ass up, girl, and whistle with it. Okay, now whistle on it. Whistle on it, whistle on it, girl, whistle on it. I told her whistle on it, whistle on it. If you know how to twerk, baby, arch out your back. Act a motherfucking fool, baby, make them cheeks clap. Look how wild they react. Girl, you the shit. Twerk like a pro, cause you know you that bitch. Fat girls and skinny girls, thick girls from around the world. If you got a ratchet booty, yeah, you can get it. Just suit that ass up, girl, and whistle with it. Okay, now whistle on it. Whistle on it. Whistle on it. Girl, whistle on it. I told her whistle on it. Whistle on it.
I'm fucking with it. I'ma just go on record and saying I'm fucking with it. Anytime a nigga can take an Old Spice commercial and make a song out of it, you doing your goddamn thing. But I don't get a vote. I don't get a vote, so I'ma throw it over to the panel. And we're gonna start off with your boy, Black Cancer. What you got, bro? Pump it or dump it.
Hey, pump it, man. You know, you sound like a young boy, but, you know, it wasn't bad. So, you know, you get a pump it for me, and shout outs to him, you know what I mean?
Most definitely. Most definitely. All right, Slim, what you got, babe? Pump it or dump it?
Man, I was really feeling that track, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they incorporated some old school and some new school shit. You know, they kept on topic, and I love it, man. Pump it.
Pump it. All right, last but definitely not least, DT, what you got, bro?
Man, definitely stayed on this topic or whatever, you know. It was like a twerk song or whatever, so, you know, I can't complain. He definitely did his thing on that, you know. I ain't the dancing type nigga or whatever, but I can watch some girls strip to it, so it's all good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We ain't gonna talk for you, but we'll definitely listen to that shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, and you know what we do? The Pump It tracks on Brown Hard Radio. We're gonna set a couple of rounds off for you. Take off. You dig? All right, man, it's Ground Hard Radio. If you want to vote us for Radio Show of the Year from the first annual Social Therapy Magazine Awards, make sure you go to our official website at groundhardradio.com. Go to the guest list, and the link is on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So click it, you know what I'm saying, and vote us Radio Show of the Year, Social Therapy Magazine Awards. This January, it's going to be in Philly. Epic. You dig? And Slim.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas turn up. Slim, let's take it back to the phone lines, babe.
Man, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Connie Underwood. You know what I'm saying? She on the line from Monroe, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? But she's a faithful, loyal, Ground Hard Radio listener and a Virginia Slim supporter. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
So
shout-out.
Yeah, but, man, this shit, my Switch Boys is on fire right now, bro. This shit is off the chain, man.
It's all good, sis. Well, I got you. 612 is your area code. You know what? This is like Miss Queen T. What's going on, babe?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Slim.
What's good?
Hey.
What's up, Will?
I wanna vote on that last track. I'm digging that track. I'm digging it. So shout out to what's his name? Janky?
Janky.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm digging the track though, for real.
So Miss Queen T, you fucking with that, huh? That's what's up.
It's nice. It definitely had me over here twerking, you know what I'm saying? Something I would dance to, you know what I'm saying? Something I would want to see some of the hoes. And I mean, I'm sorry, the strippers.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't mean to call it strippers.
You be twerking?
I mean, hey, I do my thing. I mean,
okay.
That's something I would put on, you know?
Twerk on and get it. That's what's up.
You already know. So, but yeah, I'm just tuned in. You know, I'm off today a little early and stuff. So, I just thought I would catch my favorite show on Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Hot
radio, late night. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, and Ms. Queen T, I want to hit you up with a topic for the night. You know what I'm saying? What's five words that best describe you?
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I don't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no five words. You know what I'm saying? I'm loyal.
Well, what about one word?
Four words. You know what I'm saying? I'm loyal. You know what I'm saying? If you be loyal to me, I'm going to be loyal to you. So loyalty is, you know, all dedication, real. I'm going to have to say... I can be a bitch, so I'm going to say bitchy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be 100. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's five, but I'm going to just go with that, okay? I really, y'all caught me with that. I know. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
All
but
good.
No, it's also loyalty. You know, loyalty is the main thing, and I'm very loyal to the people that are loyal to me and respectful. You know what I'm saying? If you got to earn respect to get it, so I'm definitely about that, so... And
that's what's up. And loyal was the word of the night for Ground Hard Radio. That's the word of the night. Anytime you hear loyal, drink up, motherfuckers. Real talk.
Hey, I got a drink in my cup.
Hey, Miss Queen T, you know you like fam here, babe. You ain't got to go nowhere. You can stick around in the building with us if you want to chill.
I'm sticking around
for another hour and 6 minutes until I hear that outro. You feel me?
That's what's up. And since we got you on the line, I'm going to hit you up with a dice trike because, you know, she actually cheating on me with that nigga, but it's all good. And hopefully,
we'll have
your boy Louis P in the building soon. So here it is, your boy Dice with cheat skills. Take off.
Why you always got to take the food now?
She's shaking. She's skilled. Man, that ass got me wanna pay her bills. She's shaking. She's skilled. Man, that ass got about to make a meal.
Pop it like a firecracker, ass rolling like a tractor. I'ma pick it up like a turtle head snapper. Her ass so fire, like a burnt wire. Throw her legs up, she say I could throw it higher. No cuffs, no chains, no bars. Don't hold back, throw it like you playing cards. She caramel, I got a sweet tooth. It's so hard, I hope I don't screw. Shake it like a champagne bottle. She's going out, America's top model. I wanna see that ass up, that's my motto. Hypnotizing, watch how that ass wobble.
Right, you slow it down, I might see bend. Touch the toes in the bowl, you can spread it. Got a stack in my pocket, go hard, you can get it. Go hard, you can get it. Go on left, G, right, you slow it down, I might see bend. Touch the toes on the pole, you can spread it. Got a stack in my pocket, go hard, you can get it, huh?
I'm about to spend the night, make the G-string pop like a good song. She said she's looking for a rapper and a rock star. I said, well, watch how I flip it. If you can do it, then dip it. She like Patron, she sippin'. I'm like, yeah, now I'm sippin' just like a hen. And then she bit pussy open just like a vent. Five holes callin' quick, so my green like the green. They say they fuck with magic. See, I say I'm magic in my city. Pussy sin, I throw a 50, make her shake her ass and titties. Now they know I'm Mr. Yum, so body and money. And it ain't me, so but to make her ass jump like a bunny, okay?
Left cheek, right cheek, slow it down, I might see. Bend such a toes on the pole.
Your boy Louis P in the building. What's going on, player?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, we in here. What's good with you?
Yeah, man. Everything is everything, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you for coming through the show tonight. Indeed, I'm gonna throw it to you.
All right, Louis P, it's your first time on Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? As an official guest. So tell the people a little bit about yourself and your grind.
Oh, man, I've been grinding hard for a little bit now, you know what I mean? A few weeks ago, I just did a show with Corey Guns at Club Rebel. You know, I just put out my new mixtape called A Dollar and a Dream. You know, that's available on thatpiff.com. You know what I'm saying? So I've been going on for a little bit now, you know?
That's what's up.
No doubt. All right. So tell the people a little bit about your style of music, what you bring into the rap. What is Louis P bringing to the rap game?
I'm bringing that versatility, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing that balance, you know? That's why I feel the game, you know, is really lacking right now. You know, it's not good representations of what hip-hop is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one to, you know, to say what's real hip-hop, what's not, but, you know, hip-hop is a self-form of expression, you know what I'm saying? So it needs to be balanced out, you know? You need your 2 Chainz, you need your Drakes, you need your Commons, you need everything. So for me, I'm bringing it all in one, you know what I mean? I don't feel that I should limit myself to I'm a commercial rapper, I'm a pop rapper, you know what I mean? I'm a hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'm bringing everything to the table.
Okay.
That's real.
Alright. My next question is, what artists inspire Louis P, and what are Louis P's inspirations?
Well, my biggest influence is Tupac, you know, and it's funny, I just posted a status today, you know what I mean, September 13th, you know, rest in peace, you know what I mean, I just posted that status, but he's my biggest influence of all, you know, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, they're also influences of mine. And, you know, as far as my aspirations, as far as what I want, you know, I just want to make sure that my circle and my people, you know what I mean, are in a good space, you know. I've always wanted to be someone that can provide opportunities, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily give handouts, but, you know, provide the opportunities for some people to live their dreams and do what they want to do, you know what I'm saying? Provide jobs, provide knowledge on how to get to where they need to get and be able to help people, you know what I mean? And just see everyone happy, you know, that's my ultimate aspiration, is just see everyone in a good mind state, in a good financial state, you know what I mean, to where it's just total peace and total happiness.
Yeah, word. That's good right there. Alright, and my last question before I pass it on to the panel is, what's one thing that you like about the rap game that you might say you love, and then what's one thing that you might hate or dislike about the rap game right now in its current state?
The one thing I will say I like about the rap game as far as how it is now is the internet. You know what I mean? I feel like the emergence of the internet provides a good opportunity for aspiring rappers like myself. You know what I mean? Like, we have the opportunity to showcase our talents in a way that you didn't have in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't just upload a video to YouTube or tweet Diddy, you know what I'm saying? You really have to, you know, I feel like it's a little easier now than it was back then, you know what I'm saying? So I will say that is one thing I do like about the game is how there are a lot of avenues, a lot of doors open to be able to get your music out there. The one thing I will say I don't like, I would have to say the business of music, you know what I'm saying? The music business, you know, I love the business of making music, but I don't really like the music business, you know what I mean? Because a lot of things in the industry is all monkey see, monkey do, and it's smoke and mirrors, you know?
Hell yeah.
That's real.
That was my last question, bro. I'm going to go ahead and pass it to Jit.
Okay.
All right, that's what it is. Louis P, I want to ask you this, bro, because a lot of times when we have artists on, we always ask them, you know, what's that one artist that you want to work with the most? So I'm going to reverse that question. Who would you want to work with the least? Like, what's the artist right now that you're not feeling?
Oh, the artist that I'm not feeling, that's a good question.
Yeah, good one.
If I had to throw a name out there, let me see, who am I not feeling? I probably have to go with Little P. If I had to throw an answer out there, you know, I just have to say Little P. I'm not really feeling the dude. Yeah, I respect the grind, but you know,
yeah,
not really feeling the dude.
That's about it.
I respect that.
All right, right now I'm gonna pass it on to your girl Slim. You got any questions for Louis P?
Yeah, I do. Other than being a rapper, what other talents do you have?
I feel I would make a great manager and a great marketing consultant. You know, like I always to tell people I work with, you know, if I didn't do this, I feel like I could help an artist out, like, very, like a lot, you know. I also act, you know. I'm actually working on this independent film called Gate Night. It's a horror movie that me and a few other people are working on, and, you know, we're going to release it independently probably next year. It'll be out around Halloween next year.
Okay,
what's
up? That's what's
up.
Thanks.
That's amazing.
Black Cancer, you got any questions, bro?
My first question for you is, name your top five rappers, and then name your top, name your lowest five rappers. Like you stated, Little B, but I need you to really go in, because you sound like you got a good gist of good rappers and bad rappers, so I like to know who they may be.
And now we're talking lyrically?
Go from the goodest to the worst.
Of all time or now?
Either or, you can make a mixture, because I know that the list could be heavy.
All right, I'm going to say lyrically, my top five, in no specific order, my top five would be Nas.
Okay.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go Nas, I'm going to go Elzai, I'm going to go Lupe Fiasco.
Good look.
I'm gonna go Black Thought. And I'm gonna go I'm gonna go Cannabis. Prime for Prime.
Cannabis.
All right,
yeah. Now
the
top worst. We know
Lil
B is in
there, man. All right, top five worst. All right, we definitely gonna go Lil B.
Right.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go Nick Cannon, if you count him.
I'm sorry, I haven't laughed first.
Yeah, we're gonna go Lil B. We're going Nick Cannon. We're gonna go Magoo.
Jack. Put Jack in there.
Magoo from Timberland and Magoo?
Yeah. Magoo. We're gonna go Magoo.
Oh.
Lyrically, we're gonna go Magoo. We're gonna go Vanilla Ice.
No way.
And we're gonna top it off with, I could put a lot of people in the top five. Top five, bottom five. Oh, we're going to go, let's round it out right. Let's go MC Hammer.
What?
I agree, because they all know I'm all about the factors.
We're speaking lyrically.
I can dig it.
I'm cool with all the four, except for MC, I actually like MC Hammer, so I'm not going to front on that man, but I understand what you're talking about. Now,
yeah, MC Hammer, that nigga. I don't know what you're talking about,
bro. He got the hands, bro. I mean, we're going lyrically.
MC Hammer is a non-motherfucking factor.
All right,
and Big
Bro.
MC Hammer got me in the rap game.
I'm sorry, B.
He one of them niggas to put me on Tupac, Wu-Tang, and MC Hammer. Fuck what you heard.
As far as genres, what do you appreciate about rap, R&B, rock alternative, whatever it is that you listen to? What can you appreciate about each one of those individually?
Well, what I appreciate is the realness. I appreciate when people put their heart into it, and I feel that shows, you know. I feel like a lot of people, especially with rap, do it for the wrong reasons or do it because they see it as a quick come-up, like, oh, I can rap, I don't have to go to school. Oh, I can rap, I don't have to work a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? And their heart's not in it, so it reflects in the music. And R&B is the same, and that's, in my opinion, why I think R&B is kind of taking a hit compared to what it once was, because the heart's not in it. You know what I mean? Everything is converted to dance, dubstep, you know, that type of sound. So a lot of R&B artists are trying to capture that type of sound. So, you know, real R&B is suffering from that, you know. A lot of times I think that shows, and it's not to diss Mary or Alicia, but it shows that when a lot of them, when they put out records and they're in a happy mind state, it reflects in their music. It's not, it doesn't touch the people the way it does when they're going through something. When Mary was going through, well, what's the 411 Mary, you know, when she was going through it, she made the best music, as did Alicia Keys, as did Keisha Cole, you know. And when they're happy, you know, it doesn't touch the same way, you know what I'm saying? And I feel it's the same thing with rap. You know, if you notice, a lot of people will say a lot of rappers' best albums are their first. And if you notice, their first ones are what? That's when they're struggling. That's when they're hungry. That's when
they're raw.
I'm here, you know. So it reflects in the hunger and the heart that you put into your music. And that's what I can say I appreciate the most about. That's what I can say I like about Nas. I feel he still puts his heart into his music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I probably say I appreciate most is the heart. You know what I'm saying? For the real artists that really love what they do and don't just do it for the check, you know?
That's real.
I can respect that.
Yeah, I definitely can. My last question for you before I wrap this shit up. What inspires you to write besides the realness? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are your struggles in life?
I'm going to say right now, my biggest inspiration, November 2nd, 2011, last year, my one of my best friends, you know, used to rap with me. You know, he had a situation where he committed suicide. And, you know, when we decided to go hard with it, you know, we both invested, you know, we built our own studio, we built our own equipment. I mean, we bought our own equipment, built our own studio, you know, we really put a lot of money into it. So when that happened, you know, at first it was something that took me, like, into a mental state that I've never been in, because I never had a loss that close. So that was something that almost at one point made me feel like I wasn't even going to do this anymore. But when I really had time to think about it, you know, and look back at what we did, I feel like I owe it to him to now really kick it into high gear and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, aside from the heart and the realness factor, I would say that is my biggest influence, is to really finish the journey that we set out on to do, you know?
All right.
That's real.
That's said.
All right, Louis P, we got a hot track from you, bro. It's titled Life is a Prison. If you want to introduce that, feel free to do so.
Yeah, man. You know, appreciate it. You know, it's your boy Louis P. That new mixtape, A Dollar and a Dream, out now on thatpiff.com. And this is the first single from it, A Dollar and Life is a Prison. Hope you enjoy.
Take off, live on Ground Hard Radio. Lego.
I see the world from a different view. Feel like I'm in prison too. Feel like I'm stuck in the same space and ain't got shit to do with 9 to 5 in it, cause I'm just watching it. I feel like clocking it's a way for us not to get to where we dream of. I got a mean buzz, now it's time to parlay that following in the cream, cause I'll be damned if I settle for less than what I feel I deserve when I know I'm the best. Imagine if Jordan said he couldn't make it, or imagine if Mike put down the mic and said I couldn't take it, or Cassius Clay hung his gloves up and Kung Fu came out and Bruce Lee put down his nunchucks, or Tupac never did rap, or Richard Pryor got booed off stage and never went back. What I'm saying is we're gonna struggle, but our perseverance can determine where we gonna rise above to.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
I feel like music's trapping the youth, hypnotizing images used to cover up truth. Example,
If I'm broke and act like I'm rich with rented whips, dudes be like, look at this shit, yeah. This nigga frontin'. Come on, dog, you work at the mall, you live with your mom, so why you tryin' to act like you bald? But if I sign with Diddy, even if my pocket's still empty, do the exact shit with him and videos with me. Then niggas thinking I'm rich, when in reality I'm worse off, cause now I owe him, ain't that a bitch? But when you market it very good, it almost seems like money gets you further than talent ever could. You see, this industry just sells you a lie, but you believe in that product and then you go out and buy. Example, two headphones, same exact quality, but you think one is better. Man, you dead wrong. See, one is just $100, the other's marketed as fashionable. So the price is up. You spend $300 thinking that they're better, but in reality, you just spent $200 extra bucks. Walking around with headphones, you see in videos that everybody wants, cause they favor rappers with them, so they gotta follow suit. Monkey see, monkey do. See a rapper with a gold patch and then get it too.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
Tiger said snap back back, snap back back. So you went and bought that cap when he said he brought that back. These rappers got tight jeans, hugging they rectum. Got niggas shopping for jeans in the women's section. The 2 Chainz was rocking the dress. Bet dudes be at their prom with their girl like, yo, who gown look best? Her gown look best. Nah, his gown tight fresh. Nah, his gown look best. Man, y'all dudes a mess. Originality's a thing of the past. I can't get used to the future that solely judged on swag. A bunch of zombies that imitate what they see. Turn on the TV and that's how they gauge how they gon' be. I had to master my mental to realize truth. I don't just listen to what I'm told without no proof. Cause we taught to believe lies, so I use these eyes and I see me shine, preach truth, realize. And I don't dwell with fear lies, cause only real lives can realize real lives. Need you to vision with me, get up out this prison with me, come fulfill a mission with me. And my mission simply, I'm trying to get you off this fake shit. Red or blue pill, I'm trying to free your mind. Morpheus, Matrix, ain't saying you can dodge bullets, but when it's all said and done, you won't have to, when you realize you the one.
Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison. Open your eyes, try to envision. If you live waiting to die, you really die living. So unlock the mind you were given and free yourself from yourself, cause your life is a prison.
That was real nigga shit all the way.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
That's in rotation right there.
That will be in rotation. Most definitely.
This nigga was talking to you and shit, like.
Yeah, I felt that.
That's that real shit. Look, man, I really appreciate that.
That's how music used to be. You know what I'm saying? Music ain't even like that shit no more, man. But that's what we trying to bring back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Coming back.
I appreciate it. All
right, Louis P, I want to know, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check out your music? Where can we find you at on the internet?
Well, you can always hit me on that Twitter. You know, I'm at Louis Pizzle, LouiePizzle. You know, my YouTube is youtube.com/LouisPMusic. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well, at Louis Pizzle. The website's going to be coming soon, so, you know, tune into the Twitter and have the information on that. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm all over. I'm going to have a few visuals, including Life is a Prison, a few visuals for that. That'll be on Worldstar. That'll be on, you know, all the internet websites. So, you know, just look out for me.
That's what's up. And, folks, make sure y'all follow this man on Louis P, man, and get down on his movement. Bro, my last question to you. Is there any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans?
Oh, I got to shout-out y'all for having me. You know, I got to shout-out my homegirl, Ella, Fix Your Face Entertainment, you know. Let me shout-out Hustle Music Entertainment, you know. And shout-out to everyone on the grind, man. Let's get it. Shout out to all the rappers. Shout out to everyone just following their dreams.
That's what's up. All right, bro. We appreciate you for coming through tonight. You're welcome back to the show at any time. And make sure you tell your folks so they can request your music right here on Brown Hard Radio. Big salutes to you, bro.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, man, it's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. In 6 minutes, we're going to get into this interview with your boy, Amon. That's the last interview of the night, man. But it's freaking Friday, man, so I got to turn up for everybody that's listening right now. So the next track we're going to play is Duval Dictators with Freaking Friday. And when we come back, we're going to get into this interview with your boy, Amon, live on Ground Hard Radio. Little.
Okay, what it do? It's your boy B3 the Bomber up in here. And I got one thing to say to y'all. It's the weekend, baby. Okay, K-Flames, you a fool for this one. I got my dog Jit from Cutthroat Committee with me. I got my dog Trey on the vocals. And it's simply freaking Friday. He wakes up Friday morning feeling real good. It's payday tipping, so it's all good. Even though the night before he couldn't sleep, he's worse than a child on Christmas Eve. He got his eyes on the fit at the mall. He got a check, so he ready to ball. Like warm and press keys, press socks and draws. And gas is on full, no time to stall. So I holler that song, got Jit with me too. Then hit your boy up, and you know I come through. I got drink, got smoke, just waiting on you. With some front row shit, talking about what it do. I said, get your friend, I'ma get my friend. And we can hook up every now and then. Cause I got the throw, you just bring the hen. It's a party every weekend.
Yeah, that's right. All right, man, it's Grind Hard Radio. I'm in the building with your girl, Virginia Supernova Slim. Made Man Dangerous Tactics. And Philly Boss, Black Cancer. We about to get into this last interview of the night, man. And we got your boy, Amon, in the building. What's going on, player?
Man, what's happening with you, man? What's going down?
Hey, we in here, bro. We appreciate you for coming through tonight.
Oh, man, off top, man, I appreciate you for having me, man. You know, I really respect what y'all got going on. You know, I was tuned in listening. And, you know, we definitely need more platforms like here, like this here, you know, for young up-and-coming artists to showcase their skills or whatnot, man. So keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Appreciate that. And in the words of my brother, Dangerous Tactics, it's always a treat when players meet. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to dive straight into your interview. I'm still in there about the shit tonight.
Yeah.
I'm on one. All right, Amon, it's your first time as an official guest on Grind Hard Radio. So with that being said, tell us a little bit about yourself and your grind. Give us a little background.
Yeah, for those that don't know me, my name is Amon, capital A-M-O-N. You know what I mean? Representing the Stack City by way of the Bay Area, West Coast, indeed. You know, I've been on the scene for a minute, you know, been around, started off with a group back in the days called Prime Suspect, you know, loved up, got a little independent deal, recorded a whole album, never came out, you know, it was like a blessing in disguise because at that point, you know, I learned so much about the business, I understood that it was just that, a business, you know what I mean, and it was just, you know, it was more to it than just rhymes and beats and all that, man, so... You know, I've been around for a while, man, you know, putting it down and you know, just banging out good music and just trying to soak up all this game and this music business, man.
That's what it is. All right, bro, I want to know, do you got any upcoming albums, mixtapes, or performances that the folks should know about? You know what I'm saying? What you got going on for the remainder of 2012?
Currently, right now, we got a project out right now called New Truth, No Lie, the feature presentation featuring myself, Scarface, the real Scarface, Mr. Fab, Messy Mar, Legendary Spice One, Zarda Dip, and a whole bunch of other, you know, up-and-comers, and, you know what I mean, it's a well-rounded album, man, you know what I mean, a really good album, man, you know, New Truth No Lie available on iTunes right now. I'm also working on a mixtape right now called Market Doses. That'll be out in a couple more months, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself busy, man, staying active, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. Alright, and for a person who has never heard of your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I would say my sound is sincere, for one. You know what I mean? I tend to talk about things, you know, experiences I've been through, you know, things my homeboys have been through. Just inspired by life, man. Just real life music, you know what I mean? I think, you know, my music will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you smile. It's just, you know, it's just a reflection of life, you know, and a reflection of myself.
All right, that's what it is. And my last question before I pass it over to the panel, bro, I want to know if you had the chance to work with any artist, whether it's mainstream or local, who would it be and why?
Well, that's a tough one, man, because a few of them. I would have to say that the number one on my list would have to be Jay-Z for the simple fact, you know, it's just, I mean, he's talented, we all know that, but it's just the jeopardy that he got in the game, you know what I mean? And I think that's something that any up-and-coming artist would like to feed off of, you know what I mean? I think every artist would want to have longevity, and I mean, he's the blueprint to that, you know what I mean? And not with just the studio work and the music, but he transferred that over into the business as well, you know what I mean? So that'd be definitely a person I would love to get in the studio with and just, you know, sponge up all that game from, you know?
That's what's up.
All right,
Black Casper, you got any questions for your boy, Amon?
My first question is, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Man, the next 5 years, I still see myself, you know, putting out good music, you know, just based on the fact that I'm real passionate about music. But my main goal is to really, you know, transfer into the business side of it, you know what I mean? Hopefully be one of the top entrepreneurs out here in this game, you know what I mean? So next 5 years, man, I mean, hopefully, you know, just really be, you know, holding down some type of enterprise or something, man. Really trying to monopolize something out here.
All right, bet. Now, as far as being an entrepreneur,
What are you trying to get your hands in?
Man, film, fashion, but I mean any and everything that can generate money and give off like a positive inspiration to these kids, man. That's what it's about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real.
Doing something positive and showing these kids that, you know, even though we come from these inner cities and these ghettos and hoods and all that, we can learn from our experiences in these places and turn that into positive. You know what I mean?
That,
no doubt.
I can think that. Now, what I want to ask you is, how do you feel about these social sites? Like from MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram, do you really care for them, or is it the fact that you're an artist so you have to like hit these social sites?
I think it's for me, myself, speak for myself. It's pretty much just based on the art form of it. You know, having a platform where you can just like showcase your music. You know what I mean? You know, that's what we're here for as artists, you know what I mean? To put out music so people can hear it. So I think these sites now in the whole computer world is good because it gives, you know, it puts your career right there in your hands. So it's kind of like up to you to make that move in order to, you know, make something happen for yourself. So, I mean, for me, I love Facebook, Twitter, all them sites, you know what I mean? Because we can get on there and blast all the music we want, you know what I mean? That's a good thing, especially as an independent artist when you're dealing with all these politics of, you know, radio stations and all that. That's why I say it's good, you know, what you guys got going on, you know what I mean? It's giving us an opportunity to showcase music when, like, out here, you know, we got these big radio stations and these DJs going to be trying to support this good music, you know? Unless unless there's some type of payola situation going on or something like that, you know what I mean? But I mean, when you have an avenue to really just stream your music to people that's willing to listen, that's always a good thing.
That's real. All
right, then that's it.
All right, First Lady of Ground Hard Radio, Slim. You got any questions for your boy Amon?
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you for coming through, and then I want to say I really appreciate you kicking it with us for the whole show, because most guests don't do that. You know, they call in right before they
interview, right.
Which is cool, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just giving you a big salute for that, you know what I'm saying? We really appreciate
that.
That's really real.
My first question,
no doubt.
Yeah, my first question for you is, if you weren't doing music, what else would you be doing?
Oh, man, ain't no telling. I'll be into all types of stuff, you know. I mean, I'll be doing something positive. I can say that, you know what I mean? At least trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to do something positive, man. You know, it's just like out here, you know, where I'm at, man, it's like a jungle out here, you know what I mean? So the main thing is really just to stay focused and stay humble, stay hungry, and really, you know, don't be selfish. I mean, if you're pushing towards something, you got to have the mindset like, man, you know, I'm bringing everybody with me once I get on. At least that's my mindset. You know what I mean? Because I understand, like, you can't do this by yourself. You know, everybody got to have a team. Michael Jordan, he went out there by himself. He had support. You know what I mean? So if you're really trying to push towards something, you got to have that support, and you got to let your folks know that you got their back as well as they got yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. And my second question for you is, if you could be a superhero, what would your name be and what would your special power be?
I like that question.
Well, hold on. You said, what would my name be and what would my power be?
Yeah.
Ah, man, that's a tricky one right there.
right.
Man, what would my name be? I'll just say, wow, that's a tough one. I have to say, I would call myself, and see, that's a name that's already been taken, but I would have to say Superfly.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I would have to say Superfly for the simple fact that, you know, like I said, my mindset is always focused on, like, elevating. You know what I mean? And my superpowers would be just to try to inspire everybody to do better, you know what I mean? Instead of, you know, keeping yourself in a negative mood and having your head held down and all that,
let's get into a positive mood, let's get into an upbeat mood and know that we can do something out here, you know what I mean, if we just come together one time. So I just call myself Superfly, just go around inspiring everybody to do something better.
That's what's up. I really like that. Thank you.
All right, and last but not least, DT, you got any questions, bro?
Yeah, my question would be, what do you feel like game is missing right now?
Man, I think the game is it's missing that realness. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, if you go back to, like, the NWA days and, you know, and Big Daddy Kane, Coochie rapping, all them cats was getting down. The music, it kind of touched you in a little different manner than it do now. At least it did for me. You know what I'm saying? And I think the game now is just, it's cats get too many passes, man. It's like, if you got the right budget behind you, then you can push some bullshit. You know what I mean? And you can drill that shit into people's heads to where they gonna start supporting the bullshit. You know what I mean? And at the same time, you know, the same token on that, it's like good music is getting passed over because, you know, some of us refuse to just, you know, pay when you know you're putting out good music that's competing with the rest of the, you know, some of that garbage that's out there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. It's just about the support thing, man. We just need to get a lot more DJs, you know, behind music and support. I mean, it's like, if you don't feel the record, I can respect that, but at least give it a shot, give it a chance. You know what I mean? Let the people decide, because they, you know, they the most important element in the equation anyway, is the people. So, you know, once you get to the people, you know, let them judge the music, you know?
I heard that. Yeah, that was my only question, bro. And salute, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through.
Man, respect, man. Like I said, I appreciate y'all having me, man, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Ahmad, we got two hot tracks from you, bro. We got Cruise Control and we got Main Event. You know what I'm saying? Whatever track you want to get into, bro, feel free to introduce that.
All right, well, since we got a little bit of sunshine left in the summertime, I want to get into that Cruise Control. Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Ahmad, capital A-M-O-N. This is my new single. It's called Cruise Control. My condolences is coming soon. New Truth No Lie available on iTunes right now. Support good music. We're getting active right here on Brian Hall Radio. Let's go.
All right.
Do it. Yep.
Always holding, nigga never folding.
Feel good, and you know what I mean? Put your guns up, no violence, none of that, man. We just having fun, you know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
That's what it is. A major salute to you, Marv. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. Big salutes to you.
Man, salute to you, man. Like I said, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I appreciate you having me, man. You need whatever, man, just let me know, man. I'm ready to rock, man, ready to work.
That's what's up. And, bro, I want to know, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check out your music? What can we find you at on the internet?
Oh, yeah, indeed, man. Y'all can get at me on Twitter at This Is Amon, A-M-O-N. Get at me on Facebook, Amon Iller, A-M-O-N-I-L-L-E-R. Any inspiring producers out there, you got some hot tracks, send it to 7daysofmusic@gmail.com. That's the number 7 days, spelled D-A-Y-Z, of music@gmail.com. I'm ready to work, man. You know what I mean? Ready to get active. Like I said, New Truth, No Lies, available on iTunes right now, featuring some of the best in the business. Support good people, support good music, people, because we definitely need it, no doubt. And shout out to Grind Hard Radio, man. I appreciate y'all, man, for sure.
We appreciate that. And speaking of shout-outs, bro, I want to know if you got any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your fans.
Yeah, man. I want to shout out my New Truth family. That's my record label, man. New Truth Entertainment, Dark Light, Laugh Life. Shout out to homegirl Roxanne. You know, she be working hard behind the scenes, you know, plugging in a lot of things for me. Shout out to the homegirl Magasia. You know what I mean? Everybody over there at Next Flow, you know what I mean? They've been supporting the situation as well, you know what I mean? Shout out to the whole Bay Area, West Coast, East Coast, you know what I mean? I just want to tell everybody, man, let's love one another, you know what I mean? Take care of one another out there, you know what I mean? Put all our guns down, stop all this, you know, ignorant violence, man. Let's just get on one page, man, and get this money, man.
Real shit, bro.
Shit, I hear that shit.
And Amon, we appreciate you for coming through tonight, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a stranger. You're welcome back to Grind Hard Radio at any time. And make sure you tell your folks that they can request your music right here on this station. Salute
to you. I appreciate that. Man, I will indeed. Salute to y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all do. 100, man.
Okay. All right, be easy, bro.
For sure.
Thanks for coming through tonight.
Indeed.
All right, man, it's Grind Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website at grindhardradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We got about 17 minutes left on the show. Slim, let's take it back to the phone lines, babe.
Man, I'm all fucked up, bro. I see the 336. We took them out there. Yeah, they still on here, though. Shout out to 336-612. Fuck with y'all. Shout out to 510. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that called in for Amon. That's pretty cool.
That's real.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm going to take this number. I don't know if we took it already, but 336-6105. I'm hoping it ain't your boy Blast Your Thoughts. But if it is, who we got?
It is.
All right.
I had to switch up the cell phone. It's going down.
I seen that, bro. Real quick, while we got you on, man, if you want to promote your show real quick, you can definitely do that.
Yeah, every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday right before y'all, and Saturday, man, Blast Your Thoughts Radio. You got No Filter Radio on Monday. Niggas the letter on Tuesday, and like making a station on Thursday, and then Saturday you got to keep the 100 with CG the Kid.
You dig?
Say that, man. Hey, shout out to y'all. Grind Hard Radio.
All day.
You too, bro.
Yeah, Blast Your Thoughts on Blog Talk, man. Hop down on that shit. You dig? All right, I'm gonna check on my girl, Miss Queen T. What's going on, babe? What's good with you?
What's that? I'm over here vibing. I actually wanted to ask the one dude, the first dude you guys interviewed, I wanted to know who he would rather collab with out of the top 5 whack rappers of his, in his word. I want to know who he would rather collab with.
Hey, well, he wanted to collab with BC, Slim, and DT. There you go, Queen T. We got you.
That's right.
Hey, she like, Jen, I ain't with that shit, nigga. You put me on mute. It's all good.
I thought I was unmuted. I'm sorry, y'all said I was rocking with y'all. But yeah, I just wanted to ask him that. He's not on the line still, is he?
Actually, he got Ghost. You know what I'm saying, Miss Queen T? But that's my bad, baby. I got this. We're going to work that out. Don't tell Dice, though.
Oh, Dice is just a homie, and I ain't cheating on you, boo.
All right, that's what's up.
Hey, what's going on?
In that water. Go ahead, BC, go
ahead. Hey, listen, I'm flirtatious, you know what I'm saying? You can't be spoiling all the girls that come on. This is some bullshit.
Okay, BC, I got you, bro. Sharon is Karen.
God damn. Impersonator since Bernie Mac died.
show, bro.
You can't. I didn't want to laugh at that because that's scary. That's kind of scary. But that's what's up, bro. Salute.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
All right. Anything else you want to throw out there, bro, before we let you go?
Let's see. Hey, yeah, I'm going to do this last impersonation. Have y'all thought about what if Bernie Mac had been interviewed at September 11th? What if Bernie Mac had been standing there when the building actually fell down? I think it probably would have went like this. This is a tragic day for the people that live here in those who have lost loved ones in New York City. I am reporter Kirk Wilowski of Channel 16 News. First, I'm going to ask Mr. Bernie Mac. Mr. Bernie Mac, what goes through your mind on this tragic day? Let me tell you something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the first airplane left about 9:45. The second plane left about 9:45:10. They came back, went to the 25th record. Some of them, excuse my friends, that's what I want to think, you know? I mean, I know them, but I don't know them, you know? I'm tired of
babies.
Throw your YouTube out there one more time, bro, in case the folks ain't get it. Throw it out there one more time so they can get at you.
Man, you can find your boy Improv, a.k.a. the celebrity impersonator on YouTube. Just type in Improv, M-P-R-O-V.
All
right, bro, we appreciate you for coming through tonight, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Mike. Yep.
Here.
Wow.
Yo, we got to get him on for a whole interview unless I miss that show.
Hell yeah.
All right, we can see what we can do. We can see what we can do.
That nigga's funny.
Hey, I'm telling you, make sure that's a Tuesday so I can tune in. I want to hear that shit.
We should have had him do that
now, man. I'm going to throw it to your girl Slim. What's the last track you want to get into, babe? And follow everybody. Follow Slim on Twitter, Virginia Slim 7, right now.
Yeah,
dig?
Yeah, get that.
R-A-T-9.
You know what I'm saying? I was feeling Amon's flow, you know what I'm saying? His chemistry and everything, you know, his humbleness. So I want to get into his second track.
All right, that's what's up, Slim. That's what it is. And I'm scrolling for that. Okay. Slim, let them know where they can get that new mixtape from. That you got out flooding the street.
My new mixtape at mixconnect.com, man. It's called The Last Shall Be First. It's the hottest mixtape in the street right now, other than the Grind Hard Radio mixtape. And you can also get that at mixconnect.com.
You dig?
Here.
And here it is, your boy, Amon, with Main Event, live on Grind Hard Radio. Little.
Yeah.
By any means, raised on the scene in my teens, I was surrounded by many things.
Still I rise like the rose in the concrete. Travel around the world with thousands come out and hear me speak. Philosophies that possibly start monopolies. Prevent atrocities from genocidal young dropping things. I speak the truth cause it's so official. I'm trying to make it, I don't wanna be a official.
Introduction on my own, I've shown I'm the life of the fucking function. Your wife to me is just another woman. She's sure nice to me, so I don't stun her husband. Pose for the picture, rolling dro in the swisher. They say it's many in the sea, so I'm a pro fisher. Throw line, hang them like clotheslines. Phone lines, change them with each and every show line. They know I'm in the party, then we party all night. Went from piecing up on Bacardi to a complimentary life. Continentally like, they showing me love now. Every time it's somebody first to know who he was now. I got the buzz now, buzz down. More people to know you make it harder to trust clowns. Smiling faces, smiling faces. Come with the territory, celebrate this.
Was hot.
I ain't okay. Got no motherfucker. So I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First of all, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Funky trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass.
Like a Sherman, niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn my.
it to your face. You ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alize with a chaser. About to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean, approach the scene of the caper. Like a loaf with low season and a choke. Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him close as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Whole Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Chilling ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or heart attack. You better back the fuck up or you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gon' do this. Fuck Mob Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My fofo make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple.
And then you're snapping.
Hell yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Man.
Anybody want to pull anything out there? Now the time to do it. Let's go.
Hustle hard.
Yeah, yeah. This is your girl, Virginia Superstorm Slim. Google me. Follow me on Twitter at Virginia Success. I love y'all. Shout out to 678-9663. I see you on the line. A-Town.
You dig?
Already know.
Love you too,
hey,
sis.
Boy, Danger Stack. Man, Google me. You can follow me on Twitter at Selfmade Danger. You can follow my clothing line on Twitter at Club Loud Gang. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to all the guests. Shout out to Big Bro. Shout out to my twin. Shout out to Black Cancer. You already know teamwork makes the dream work. Let's get it. See y'all
all
Tuesday.
Day.
Here.
Real shit.
Black Cancer, go ahead and throw yourself out there, big homie.
Twitter.com/BLKCANCER. I'd like to thank all the guests that came through tonight, as well as the callers, the listeners, everybody that support us. I'm responsible for the Twitter feed, so if you got a problem with my Twitter feed, you can suck a dick, because I'm going to continue to do what I do. And my team like it, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. And, you know what I mean? Shout out to One Point Inc. Shout out to all the indie artists, everybody that's really on the grind and doing their thing, man. It's grind and die all day, Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And when it's on, once this hustle hard shit go off and they play dangerous, we all go motherfucking bounce, including Miss Queen T. So, you know what I mean? Everybody have a motherfucking good night, and I thank you for tuning in. Bye bye.
Miss Queen T, go ahead and throw yourself out there, darling.
Shout out to y'all for loving the show, for loving the show. A wonderful show up there.
Appreciate that.
Hit me up on Twitter at Miss Queen T, MVQUENT. And I'll be looking forward to y'all hearing y'all this Tuesday again. And y'all have a good night.
All right, that's what's up. Blast your thoughts. If you want to throw yourself out there, homie, you can do that too.
What's going on, man? You can follow me on Twitter at BigDukeFan99 or follow Flash Your Thoughts. Check out the website. We following y'all. Hey, Cloud Talk Radio, we're going to take over. NBA is the new major.
The takeover is upon you. And this your boy, Jit Chronicles. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com@JitChronicles. You can also subscribe to my official website at JitChronicles.com. I got all new blogs coming soon, man. And it's only 3 episodes left of Ground Hard Radio, man. So make sure you check it out at groundhardradio.com. And you know how we do. If you're on the line right now, we're going to click everybody in. You got about 30 seconds to throw whatever you want to throw out there. Lil.
I love you, Queen T.
Be Slim. Team Ground Hard
Radio. I'm flipping over, see.
Out this thing, man.
Uh oh. Don't.
Yeah. It's Ground Hard Radio. It's Ground Hard Radio. It's Ground Hard Radio. With the number to the lobby shit on the internet. It's 3-6-9-3-9-3-4-3. That's the place you wanna be. It's 3-6-9-3-6-9-3-3-4-3. That's the place you wanna be. It's
Grind Hard Radio, you bastard.